what, how do you feel about your, you know, contingency plans behind Cody?
I feel okay. I think we practiced, you know, with the right thought process in place in case something was to happen to Cody, you know, that we'll be able to function a little bit better than we did a week ago. So I feel better about that.
So was it just like, I mean, he looked, what I could see, I thought Josh Eklund looked like he was throwing the ball pretty well. Was it just like a
I think he's getting there. I think he's doing some things really well. But again, as you guys know, we're going to err on the side of caution with our guys before we stick them out there. We want to make sure they're really healed up and ready to go. And I think he's close. I think he's really close. But just talking to our medical staff is the best thing to do, you know, for another week. And let's see where he is next week.
Yeah, Hugh, with Joe Hayden, do you know how he hurt the groin? And do you have a sense of whether or not he's going to play?
Yeah, I don't know that yet. You know, we'll go and continue to treat and get us back, you know, almost like we did against Miami. But it was in practice. You know, he was just running. Sometimes those things happen, you know. It wasn't nobody hit him or anything like that. It's just, again, he just tweaked another groin. So we'll see where he is.
How difficult is that, having one of your best defenders kind of in and out of the lineup?
It's tough. You know, it's tough. But, again, you know, one thing I do know about Joe, he wants to be out there with his teammates. So if he's hurting, he's hurting. So, you know, nobody has a way to gauge that. But I do know the player. He wants to be out there with his guys. So, again, it is difficult, but we got to keep going. If he can't go, we got the next man up. Let's go.
Do you have any more clarity on whether or not Joel Bitonio will need a surgery?
That I don't know. You know, obviously he's out for the rest of this year. And, you know, that's, you know, again, it's unfortunate. You know, Joel's one of our best players up there. So it makes it a little tough. But, again, we'll find a way.
So would you say definitively he is out for the rest of the season?
I think there's probably pretty good chance that he will be. You know, I mean, again, no one's given me the exactly this is what we're doing. But if he's on IR, you know, I think there's a good chance we may not see him for the rest of the year.
How you like the attitude of all your guys?
Yes.
You have throughout the tough start to the season. But how important would it be to get that win to kind of give them a boost of confidence and show that the plan's working?
No doubt. You know, it would validate everything. But again, I think if you build the foundation right, there's all kind of other things we can point to too as well. Again, I want to win as bad as anybody. And the players do too, and they deserve it, you know. But no one's going to just hand us a game. You know, we're going to have to go take what we want and go earn the right to win the game. So, but will it help? Yes, it would. But I'm not concerned about that more so than how we play. You know, how we play, play in and play out, you know, every quarter, how we finish the game. I think that's what's really important. My focus is really on fundamentals, you know, of our football team getting better, really on how hard we play. Because we need to be a group that plays extremely hard, and being an intelligent football team, you know, make sure that we take care of the self-inflicted penalties that we've had, and then obviously to earn a win, you know. So those are four things we've really talked about a lot, you know, as a football team, and those are the things we're trying to get accomplished.
You talk about the process during the week, and mm-hmm. the guys in the locker room talk about it as well. How important is that? And like, kind of, what do you mean by building the right process Monday through Friday to be ready out Sunday?
Well, it's how you study. You know, it's how you study an opponent. It's how you how they go into meetings engaged and understanding information prior to getting there and understanding what's required of them at their position. You know, everybody has a job to do, and making sure you understand your job as well as anybody that plays your position. That's your job. You got to know it better than anybody. So I think we've tried to do that part extremely well. I don't think we're where I want us to be yet, but I think we're working at that. And I think the players see how important that is on game day, you know. And again, you don't have to do anybody else's job. You just got to do your job. So you got to be the best at doing it on that day. So that's something we really talk about quite a bit.
The new IR rule, not having to designate immediately who you want to bring back. I mean, you're up to a dozen guys that are, you know, on IR or whatever, but Nate Orchard or RG3 seem to be the two leading candidates that you possibly could bring back. Do you think that, you know, that's the case? And if so, which one do you think is more likely?
Well, we'll see. You said there's 12 on there, so I think we'll work through that, you know, as it goes. As you guys know, we can only bring one back. So there's quite a few on there, and we'll see who health-wise is closest and who can help the football team the most, obviously, and then where they are from, you know, that process in their recovery. So, you know, that's a little ways away, I think. You know, I know it's close on some, could be close on some, further on others. So once we get all the information needed and gets closer to that time, we'll make that decision. I'm sorry?
How comfortable are you with Kevin Hogan at this point?
Much more than I was last week. You know, obviously he's practiced and been in meetings, and, you know, and he's always been in meetings and really engaged, but I think he understands, you know, obviously there's potential he can go out there and play. So I think that's a different dynamic for a player when you think through it all, you know, so, and for me as well. You know, last week that wasn't the case. He was in street clothes. So this week he'll be dressed up and he'll be out there just in case things don't go as well.
How far was it from your thinking process that in week 6 you would be starting rookie Cody Kessler and backing him up with rookie Kevin Hogan?
It wasn't in my thought. You're right. No, I didn't think that. But I know these things do happen, you know, and I know this is our time right now. I mean, we're going through it. Hopefully we'll get through all of these issues, you know, and our future will be bright because maybe the injury God will look down on us as we move forward and say, okay, you guys have had your fair share, you know, for years to come. Hopefully that'll be the case.
Thank you.